Service over. We'll have our brother Daniel come up. How many is thankful for our ministry
in
the church? I was sitting there thinking about it, and through this time, the hour is the hardest age to live in, and to have two men of God that God uses on a daily basis to speak through, to get to us, I sure am appreciative of that, and I think we should all pray more for them, because I know they fight if more so more battles than what we do, and that's just because God uses them, and the devil likes to put his little fist up there, but you know, we know who's the real boss. So let's sing Holy Spirit Ring Down.
Holy Spirit, rain down, oh, rain down, oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch again, Holy Spirit, rain. Oh, rain.
I'll say again, God bless our brother for being with us tonight. Sure, want you to feel welcome here, brother. And we had just a great service, didn't we? Good song service. That old devil, he tried fighting Elijah. He was trying to keep that time earlier. And I've been there, buddy. But all the problem is, the difference between you and me is I never get better. But you know what? He says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen. You know what? And I'd rather sound like a rattle piece of tin can, you know what, but be praising my God with all of my heart. You know what? There's a lot of people that can sing really elegantly, but they don't sing from their heart. You know, and that's where real worship comes from. It's from our heart. Right. Amen. So I just want to say, God bless you. I've got a long way to get, and I'm going to try to move pretty hard this tonight. Just try to stay with me. Say amen for me. And, you know, that's like saying amen to the preacher is like saying sick into the bulldog, you know. Not that I can do anything, but he can, you know, because you know what? Whenever you're saying your amen, you lift your hands up, you are welcome with the Holy Spirit. That's an attitude of praise to the Lord. You're saying, Lord, I want you to come. But I also know you can't be more excited than I am. So I got to show you, you know, I got to demonstrate, you know, same with the song service, you know. So ask the Lord to take control of the whole thing and we can all be blessed. Amen. Amen. I mean, come expecting tonight. Amen. I did. I come expecting the Lord. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Verses 3-4. We're going to speak to you tonight on partakers ordained to target. Partakers ordained to target. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And I want to read one quote to you. It says, God wants to be worshipped. The word God means object of worship, and it's God trying to condition his people so he can get from them what he created them for. He never made you to be something else besides a son and daughter of God. If you have missed that of being a son and daughter of God, you have missed the mark. The word sin means to miss the mark. Miss the mark. Then if I'm shooting at a target, driving a tack at 50 yards, and I shoot and take my gun down and shoot, and I miss it 4 or 5 inches, what's happened? My gun needs tuning up. There's something wrong. And if I miss faith in God, if I miss being a Christian, God put you here to be a Christian. And if you run off to one side, come back and get tuned up. And there's only one thing that can tune you up. That's the Scripture. The Holy Spirit and the Scripture tune you, bring you directly on to the target again. That's right. And that's from the stature of a perfect man. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you tonight. Lord, we want to welcome you, Lord, and ask you to take this gilded vessel now, Lord. I don't want to be anything puffed up, Lord. I know in my own abilities I can do absolutely nothing, Lord. Lord, I ask you that you take absolute control of my voice, Lord. I just want to surrender everything that I am. Lord, touch the hearers of the word tonight that they can pull on the gift of God, Lord. Lord, that they can each one receive their portion tonight. May we all be partakers of the word of God tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You can be seated. You know, just to be a partaker is, you know, it's not just hearing the word, but it's to partake of the word. That's where you're taking the word and you're eating it and you're applying it to your life. And we're talking about partakers that are ordained to target. You know, we've got a target that we are ordained to hit. You know, that makes me excited to know there's a target out there that God ordained me to hit. You know, and that means that I'm going to hit it even though I'm through my weaknesses, through my failures, through how many times I try to rebel in myself, God has ordained that I will hit my mark. And you know what, brother and sister, that's the same for each one of you. God foreordained every one of you an allotment in this life where you will have victory over the devil. You say amen? You are ordained to have victory over the devil, over a certain allotment in this life. Now, the purpose of a gun or a bow is to be able to hit a target. And as little boys and girls, we've had stick guns, and we imagine hitting the target. And we always hit it every single time. And we would miraculously never run out of ammo, and we would always kill the bad guy. How many knows that's true? Come on now. You know what's the truth. We all had that gun, and you can shoot. You can be shooting way up high, and you still hit the target, and you kill them every time. But you know, in real life, there are real consequences to our actions, and there is limited time and there's limited opportunities. You know, imagination, you can get by with those things. But shooting the gun and you can hit the target. But in real life, you can miss the target and it can really have serious consequences. Amen. After Esau sold his birthright, there was no getting it back, even though he wept with tears before God. Because why? He missed his target. Yeah. Right. Amen. It is a reality that one day this gospel will be preached for the last time, and the Lamb will become the judge, and the gospel that's preached to us now as mercy will become the same judgment. The same gospel that's mercy now will be judgment one day. Amen. Right. If a scope is off, even though we are sincere, we are steadfast, we are consecrated, we are devoted, and even sitting still in our deer blind, if your scope is off, you will miss your target.
Right.
Did you catch what I said about that?
Yeah.
Even though you're sincere, you're steadfast, you're consecrated, you're devoted, you're sitting still, you're going through all the right motions, but if your scope is off, you're going to miss the target.
Right.
Brother and sister, I don't want to miss my target with the Lord. I want God to align me with the Word of God tonight. Align me to my thinking. Help me to think like you think, God. Amen. Scopes need dialed in. There are several hunters down the ages that were sincere and they did everything according to what they thought was right. And they missed the target only to find out their scope was off.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Floyd, just over the weekend, we were talking just real quickly. He was telling me that he had missed one of the biggest boars he had ever saw, hog. He said the biggest one he'd ever saw, and his guns are always top-notch, like far scopes. He's absolutely awesome at shooting. And he's very, very, very good shot. Now, he shot several arrows behind an arrow. He's done it several times. But he missed this boar. And he said, how in the world could I miss that? Because it was even closer than ever before. He said, I did everything right. He said, then I remember I loaned my gun to our cousin. I won't say his name on the air. loaned the gun to the cousin. He said, and he brought it back with the strap broke. And he said, I remembered my strap was broke. He said, then I got to looking at the gun and he saw a mark on the scope. And when he dropped the gun, guess what happened? He messed up the scope. And because the scope was off, he missed the target, and it was one of the greatest opportunities of his life of a boar. Mm-hmm. Oh, my brother and sister, I want to make sure my scope is in alignment. Amen?
Right.
Let's go to St. Luke chapter 21, verses 33 through 34, and I'm just going to read through these pretty quickly. But please just stay with me, okay? I don't want to go too quick ahead of the Holy Spirit, but I want to stay on beat. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Now the word surfeiting, or it means a carousing, in the New King James Version, it means to be indulging in one's appetites excessively. It could be food, drink, or many other things. This world, especially in its advertising, is pushing the overuse of appetites all the time. No, you can allow your appetites of this world to overcome you, and it will cause your scope to get off focus.
Right.
Brother and sister, it's so important that we are focused on the Word of God. We're focused on God's leadership in our life. It's focused, God, what is your will for my life?
Yeah.
You don't matter how much money you make, you don't matter all these things, there's one thing that matters above all things. That is God's perfect will for our life.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want his permissive will. I want God's perfect will. And that's what we're striving for. Amen. We live in a world where it is natural to go with the crowd. It's natural to go with what feels good or go with the crowd. And listen to what I'm saying here. The things that we do, the people that we hang around, the music we listen to, the things that we watch, the things that we read, the things that we spend our time thinking about, this will affect our journey toward our target. Now, God foreordained for you, if your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you are ordained to hit that target.
Right.
But how will your journey be between here and that target?
Right.
Brother and sister, I want to walk as close to God as I possibly can.
Amen.
Amen. Scripture of a quote Brother Brim said, he said, Samson, a great deal like the church, started off right. He started off in the right direction. He started off and called a mighty man. of valor. He started out serving the Lord and keeping his word and doing his commandments. And that was somewhat like the church it started off on, as we would say, as in a world expression, started out on the right foot. Started to keep the commandments of the Lord. And as long as Samson followed the Lord used Samson. For God can keep anyone and use anyone that will follow after him. For it's God's business. But when we turn to a side away from the things of God, then God cannot use us any longer. When we'll walk steadfastly after the commandments of God, when we'll stay in the pages of the Bible and worship by the written word, worship him in the spirit and in the truth of the word, then God can use any individual.
Right.
Somebody say any. That means you and me. Amen? But when they take a notion to turn aside after something else, then God cannot use that person any longer.
Right.
And Samson makes a very outstanding representation of the church today. When the church started, God could use the church. For the church walked diligently after the commandments of the Lord, kept all of his judgments and his statutes, and done all his commandments. And God was with the church. But it seems to be that there is such a weakening place amongst the church. Remember, we are not on a picnic, but we're on a battlefield. Many people just think that when they become a Christian, that's all they need to do. That settles it forever. As they are Christians, everything's going to come easy. Don't never get that in your head. For I become a Christian to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. I become a Christian to get in the battle lines. We are Christian soldiers, and we got to be trained and brought up and know all the techniques of the enemy to know how to fortify, to know how to fight the fight. And we can only do that as the Holy Spirit will reveal it to us. We cannot take what some other nation tells us when we go to war or some of their ideas. Now catch this. But we must take our own ideas the way the Holy Spirit would direct us and what ideas he would give us. Because he is the commanding chief of the army of the Christians. You say amen.
Amen.
That's from a deceit church by the world. Don't allow the world to adjust your standard of the scriptures. Amen. You sit around friends and you talk to worldly friends and their ideas about what they think scriptures mean and what they really mean, they will tangent your scope.
Yeah.
They will cause your scope to turn over to human reasoning. We are never to lean to our own reasoning. We are to walk by faith in this word.
Amen.
Amen. We've heard the statement so many times of people taking their creeds over the word of God. Do you understand what that means? Let's think about it. A creed, also known as a confession of faith, a symbol or a statement of faith, is a statement of the shared beliefs of a community, often a religious community, in a form which is structured by subject which summarizes its core tenets. Allow me to sum it up for you. A creed is, well, I believe it means this. Brother and sister, we are never to do that. Because the scripture is not for private interpretation. Let me show you an example. Speed limit's out here 40 miles an hour. It says 40 miles an hour, and I can say I believe from my heart through the sincerity that I can do 55. From my sincerity of my heart. And when I get in my car and I do 55 miles an hour with my interpretation, when that officer pulls me over, he says, do you realize how fast you're going? Well, sir, my interpretation with sincerity, I believe it means I can do 55. And you know what he's going to say? With sincerity, in all devotion, you're getting a ticket.
Yeah.
You know what? The word has a standard. God gave us the law. Without the law, we would know it's wrong. That's what the law's for. But it's not for the believer. It's not for that obey the law. It's for them that break the law. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Knowing this verse that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and the things that are written in the book. Brother and sister, it's so important that we do not take away from this word.
Right.
You know what? Perfection, if you change something in perfection, it's no longer perfect anymore.
Right.
You know what? That, I believe there's a reason when he said it must be a lamb without blemish in the book of Exodus just to strike on the door. There was a reason for that. Because, you know, if there was a reason whenever Pilate said, I can find no fault in this man. And I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Why? Because it had to be perfection, brother and sister.
Right.
We can never do that. In ourselves, we can never be perfect.
Right.
Yeah. Though we would try as hard as we possibly can to walk in this life, we can never be perfect. You say, I can. No, you can't.
Right.
Because you know what? If you can do that, then then why do you need a Savior? That's why he come, because he is a propitiation for our sins. He's the one that covers us by the blood. He, every time you make a sin, you make a mistake. That's what he died for, brother and sister.
Yeah.
So should we continue in sin that grace abound? God forbid. Amen.
Yeah.
We're never perfect in ourselves. We're perfect in him because we believe in him. We believe in the blood. We believe in his mercy because God looks at the blood. Never any time will God turn his eyes away from his blood to look at us and say, wow, you're so perfect, I don't even need the blood anymore. Shame on us for thinking that. His blood is what makes us perfect, brother and sister. Amen. You got a coke of our nature you robbed in this flesh, and this God will fight you every day of your life. You got to, when you've been transformed, you got a seed on the inside of you that responds to this word. That is a weak life. That is a weak nature on the inside of you. But you've got a cocoa on the outside.
Yeah.
And this will fight you all the days of your life. And this will try to temper your scope.
Yeah.
This will try to say, well, I believe the prophet meant this. I believe the scripture meant this. Let's just say he meant what he said.
Right.
Is that okay? Let's just say the prophet meant what he said. Let's don't try to put interpretations to it. Let's leave it like he said. With the word says, you know how a man and a woman should dress. Let's just leave the word like it said.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's perfect.
Amen. Right.
Let's go to Galatians 1, 6 through 12. He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there will be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Now catch this. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Brother and sister, you want to know how to make sure your scope is right? It's by revelation.
Amen.
It's not by using your head knowledge or trying to figure it. It's whenever God will quicken the scriptures to you, and it will be a divine revelation from him.
Right.
It will be God unveiling himself to you personally, and any revelation that God will give you will not be contrary to the rest of the scriptures.
Right.
If God did that, he is not perfect. And I'm going to tell you, my God is perfect.
Amen.
Somebody say, my God's perfect. He's perfect. He knows what he's doing in our life. God's ordained us to hit our target. But don't worry about those things. The only thing we need to concentrate is believing him.
Amen.
Because his word. start preaching his feelings from his life experience and all of his studies. Do you hear what I said? Paul was a known, he was known to be very skilled in the law, to know the word. If there was anybody of a Pharisee, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. Right. If there was anybody that had a physical ability to quote scriptures, to quote the law, it was Paul.
Right.
But Paul did not just go out and preach, I believe it means this. What did Paul do? He went to Arabia for 3 years and he sought God until he got the revelation.
Right.
And then whenever Paul preached, how did he preach? By revelation. Right. Because whenever he preaches by revelation, whenever you receive that from the pulpit, you're receiving the same anointing, the same inspiration that Paul received when he got the revelation. You see why it's so important to be aware of who you listen to that preaches to you? There's so many preachers that preach by intellect because they'll hear a preacher say this, oh, that's good. They'll hear a preacher say, oh, that's good. And they'll take it and they'll run that and though it sounds good, what kind of inspiration are you receiving from? Because you know, whenever you're under the anointing and you're preaching by revelation, you're going to hit the target.
Yeah.
But if you're using head knowledge, you're going to start getting things messed up. You're going to start having cows eating grass on top of trees. God's revelation does not contradict itself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't want a gospel of the message of creeds.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? A message of creeds where I believe the message believed. Don't tell me what you believe. Tell me what the prophet said.
Yeah.
Tell me what the word said. Amen.
Amen.
Because he preached exactly what Paul said.
Yeah.
And we are resting on that.
Amen.
Say amen. That's what made him a prophet.
Right.
If Brother Branham would have preached, I believe the scripture means this, he would have been preaching creeds.
Right.
He didn't do that. He pointed us back to the word.
Right.
Because the word is what will cause us to hit the target. And it's for an ordained people that are ordained to hit your target.
Yeah.
Amen. I got a long way to go. Help me. I probably won't get all this time. We're just going to try best we can tell you. You guys want to talk about, okay? If Paul would have done that, he would have been preaching creeds just like everybody else. Paul went to Arabia, got alone with God, and he waited for the revelation, and then Paul preached by revelation, and the church is to be built on revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And any revelation from God will go exactly with the scriptures. Let's go to Galatians 5, chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. These people were being persuaded by someone other than Jesus Christ.
Right.
You did run well. Who hindered you? Who, like I said this way, who tampered with your scope? Who caused you to start thinking, leaning toward, well, I believe it means this. Listen to me very closely, brothers and sisters, especially young people, listen to what I'm saying. It's so important that we do not find ourselves going down that slippery slope of, well, I think, I know the prophet said this, I know the word says this, but I believe it means this.
Right.
Listen to me, you're going down a slippery slope and you think you can control it and you cannot control it.
Right.
I saw a video one day, it's been not too long ago, and I could not finish the video at all. It just broke my heart. It showed a lion sitting over here that was laying down. And there was a bunch of water buffaloes. Adult water buffaloes. Now catch what I'm saying. Adult water buffaloes were right here. And here was a lions that were laying down that weren't even trying to mess with them. But there was a little bison. A young buffalo. And you know what he did? He struck his shoulders up. And he said, I ain't afraid of no lion. I'm not afraid to take on this thing. And you can see in his eyes, eyes of victory. I will show this lion who's boss. And you know what he did? He left the herd. He left all the grown water buffaloes that have had years of experience of dealing with these lions. And he said, you know what? I don't have to listen to you guys. I'm a man. I can handle this lion. I'm a man. He said, so that lion there and that little bison walked over there and he was tall, he was strong, he was tough. sins are pure. Once you get to where you're defiled, no matter how sincere your ministry can be to try to show you what's right, you're so arrogant that you'll bump up against them because you know better.
Right.
You know what? This little bitty bison, he said, you know what? I'm going to fight that lion. I ain't afraid to fight him. And he walked over there, and that lion, mind you, was not even after him. He went and picked a fight with the lion. And he said, you know what? I'll go fight him. And you could see in his eyes, I ain't afraid of nothing. And that lion got up and got a hold of that little bison. And the eyes of that bison changed from courage to dreadful fear. Because that lion took that bison and dragged him away from the rest of the herd. How many times did those water buffalo tell him, stay with the herd? Stay with the herd. But you know what? He was so smart. He's so strong. I don't have to listen to anybody. I know my own way. You know what happened to him? He got dragged away and ain't alive. Listen to me, brother and sister. There's a devil out there. And we say so many times that he walks as a roaring lion seeking to be made a fire. Let me make a reality check for you, okay? There is a reality of a devil that will absolutely conquer your life without Jesus Christ. Did you hear what I said? He will conquer and destroy your life without Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, you don't have a chance. Without the word of this message of this hour, you have no chance of taking a rupture.
Right.
Yeah. Satan will destroy marriages. He will destroy homes. He will destroy churches. He will destroy everything about you. He will destroy your finances. That's right. But people say, but I got the presence of God. Yeah, that bison thought he did too. Yeah. Listen to me, you get away from the word, you're going to fail.
Right. Yeah.
You get away from the word, that's what I'm saying now. You get a scope off on a gun and a short target, you're going to be off just a little bit. But the further you go down the road, the further you're going to be off your target, you're going to be so far off, it ain't even funny.
Right.
Brother and sister, I want to be aligned with the scriptures.
Amen.
Aligned with his perfect will. It's so important that we know God's perfect will for our life.
Amen.
That we are being led by his spirit. We are walking in his spirit. They that walk in the spirit shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
You know, listen to me, brother and sister. If you find yourself stumbling through pornography and garbage like that, start walking in the spirit.
Amen.
Because this flesh will take you to the world every single time. You can get the Holy Ghost and you allow your flesh to keep playing and keep playing and keep playing and keep playing and keep playing with your flesh. This flesh will suck you right into that garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen? Because this guy right here wants the things of the world.
Right.
The weak nature on the inside of you wants God. And he wants the word. And listen to me, that devil, you can put whatever battle it is in your life, women cutting your hair, wearing high heel shoes, men wearing shorts. You can put whatever it is you want inside that you'll find yourself doing circles because why? You're allowing your scope to be off sight.
Yeah.
Listen to me, we want it to be when the ministry whispers the word to us. We say, praise God, let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you're lifting the man up. The man ain't just a man.
Right.
It's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Is God with us or not?
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. Let me get back on track here. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is debtors to the whole law. Let me show you this. People are saying, well, I'm all right because I've been circumcised. That means you're in debt to the entire law. I don't want to be trying to keep the law to be saved. You're saved by grace.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
But should we continue in sin since I'm saved by grace? Let's continue on. For I testify unto every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. We are saved by grace and are no longer under the bondage of law. And it goes back to the speed, what I was talking about there, the 40 miles an hour outside. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
It's not the keeping of the law from our mind and following a bunch of rules that saves us, but God gives us the faith to believe the word. You want to know what your victory is? Believing the word. If you're dealing, no matter what your circumstance, if you're dealing with a sickness, your victory is believing the word.
Amen.
If you need deliverance, your victory is believing the word.
Amen.
If you need a mountain move, your victory is believing the word.
Amen.
Somebody said, believe the word. That's it, brother and sister. That is your victory, is to believe the word. Our victory lies in believing the word. The prophet says, what is sin? What is sin? Not drinking, not smoking, not gambling, not rejecting church. Sin is unbelief. Is that right? He that believeth not is condemned already. See, you're not destroyed or separated from God because you're a sinner. Now catch this. You're not destroyed or separated from God because you're a sinner. You're separated from God because you refuse to walk with Him. Mm-hmm. To walk in His provided way. You've got death and life before you, just like Adam and Eve. Every man's a free moral agent, and the tree of life, the tree of death, is before us all. You can take either one you wish to. It depends on what tree you ate off of is what you are. That's right. God created you a free moral agent to do whatever you want to do about it. He can't make you love Him, and He won't force you to love Him. If I forced my wife to love me, I would be afraid to marry her. But she come upon, accepted me for what I was, and married me. That's right. And she loved me, and she accepted me that way. And that's the way we got to come to God. He wants us to love Him, come and believe His word.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother and sister, that's what He wants. You want to know what your victory is? Love God.
Amen.
The more you just believe Him, and the more you love Him, the more you love Him, the more you believe Him.
Amen.
The more you believe Him, the more you love Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Just a little further, okay? Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. What shall I say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Abraham didn't work his way into that. It was by grace.
Amen.
And he believed the word. One more scripture, Romans chapter 4, verses 10 through 18. How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? He's asking the question. How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. That's us, amen?
Amen.
And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but also who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Wherefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, for the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to them only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, wherefore him whom he believeth, even God who quickened the dead, calleth those things which are not as though they were. Who against hope, I want you to remember this, when you're going through your trial and you feel like you are so far off target, God, I don't think I could even hit my target. I want you to remember this scripture. How far off target do you think Abraham felt whenever he looked at his flesh? And he said, I'm supposed to have a child. We're supposed to have this promised child. I've been testifying that I'm going to have a child. How far off target did he feel like he was in the midst of those times? Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Abraham had to walk by faith, brother and sister. He looked like a fool because he said, I'm going to have this baby. I'm going to have this child. I'm going to have this child. And it absolutely looked ridiculous. And here we are with the prophet's message, and we're saying, I'm going to take a body change. I'm going to take a body change. I'm going to take a rupture. And people are laughing at us. People are poking their finger at it and saying, look at you. You said that you're a prophet. You follow a prophet. You say you got this message. You say you're going to take a body change. Here you are. You know what? Let the scoffers scoff. Because this bride's marching on. This bride is marching on.
Amen.
You know what? That devil's tried so many things to try to stop his own. But you know what? I'm ordained to hit my target, brother and sister.
Yeah.
You are ordained to be a son and daughter of God that will capitalize on being the bride of Jesus Christ in this life. You know what your greatest highlight in this life is? It's not marrying somebody. It's not getting a job. It's not making a lot of money. Your highlight in this life is to be the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's somebody that is ordained to believe the message of the hour that will be the consummation of everything that all of time has been fighting for. The consummation, we are going to take a body change.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand.
Amen.
How many of you are ordained to hit your target?
Amen.
Amen. Brother and sister, let me just, as music, go ahead and come forward. Because if you don't, I'll keep preaching. Okay? You know, whenever God has ordained us to fight this battle, but listen to me, your victory, catch this now, your victory is believing the word.
Amen.
What was it that saved you in the first, whenever you received your salvation in the first place? You were already saved because before the foundation of the world, right?
Right.
But what was it that caused you when you first started walking? You believed the word.
Amen.
And you listen to me, when someone begins to fall away, their life starts falling away, they're listen to me, it's because they stopped believing the word.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Our victory is in believing. Listen to them. Two most important things we can do in this life is pray and read your Bible.
Amen.
Brother Daniel, that's too simple. Listen to me. It works.
Amen.
Pray and read your Bible. The more time you spend with God, the more you're going to believe. Just like in the natural and this natural world, the more time you spend with somebody, you can believe what they say because you know them. Understand? You know them more. You spend more time with them. But if you go where you don't see them for a long time, it's kind of hard to really close that gap. Brother and sister, that's the way it is with God. It's whenever you're walking with God, you're talking to God, you're praying to God, you're listening to His Word, you're listening to His Spirit. But the prophet said, as the inspiration would come to him, he'd be sitting under a tree. He'd say, 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 4. 2 times 2 is 4. Just like that, brother and sister. That's exactly the way it is for a preacher. Whenever the anointing or a message comes to him, it's the same with you that's walking. It's whenever you're listening to that spirit.
Right.
You're listening to that anointing. You're feeling that anointing. You're watching for that anointing. Why? Because you're expecting. That's why we're going to, this rapture will be easy.
Yeah.
You may not feel like it, but it's going to be. Because it's the same spirit that you've been walking with every day. Your attorney's the judge. Say amen.
Amen.
The same one that's walking with you, he's pleading your case for you. Every time you make a mistake, every time you fall down, there's no condemnation in the name of Christ Jesus. Whenever you make a mistake, remember, we're not saved because of circumcision. We're not saved because we do something wrong. That's not what saved us. It has nothing to do with it. We're saved by grace.
Amen.
And then God changed our desire. And that's how you can know there's been something different. Because what is your desire from your heart?
Yeah.
If your heart, from your heart, I love God. I want God. I want this word.
Amen.
Our actions will tell the truth.
Amen.
A tree is known by its fruit.
Amen.
A tree is known by its fruit.
Amen.
Fruit don't lie. Listen to me, brother. That's where it's at. It's whenever we are walking with the Spirit of God and we're allowing God on a daily basis, we're fellowshipping with Him. I love this woman. We've been married for 21 years, brother. Is that right? I think it's right. 21 years. 21 years. But could you imagine us not ever talking? Never speaking to one another? We just... Listen, that's no marriage. But whenever you can talk with, you can see one, you're communing with one another, brother and sister, that brings a fire. And that's the same way it is with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Let's all bow our heads. I'm going to ask you not to look around at anybody. I'm just going to ask you just be humble before the Lord tonight. And so I'm going to ask you, how is your scope? Is your scope in alignment with the Scriptures? Is your scope right? Or does it need some adjusting? Don't look around. I'm going to ask you. If you say, Brother Daniel, I need some adjustment. Just lift your hand up to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need some help. God sees your hands. God bless you for your honesty. We're going to ask God to help tonight. And just, Lord, right here, right now. His mercies are new every morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves before your face tonight. Lord, I thank you for coming tonight, Lord. Lord, through the praise, through the worship, Lord, and through the breaking of your bread, Lord. Lord, I ask you that you would touch these little lambs, Lord, that have lifted their hands up to you, Lord. They're not lifting their hand to me. They're lifting their hand to their shepherd. They're saying, Lord, I don't want to get away from the herd, Lord. I don't want to get away from the word. Lord, I want to be where the carcass is. God, I ask you that you would send your Holy Spirit to each one right now, Lord. Lord, would you walk through the aisles, Lord, knock on hearts, Lord. Oh, God, that we could reconsecrate ourselves tonight, Lord. God, that we could have our scope aligned with you and your perfect will, Lord. Help us to stay in the pages of this Bible, Lord. I ask you, Lord, go to the homes, Lord, that are listening, Lord. They that may hear later, Lord. I ask, Father, one more time, Lord, that you would knock on hearts, Lord. Oh, God, bring that Holy Spirit afresh to us, Lord. Search our hearts, Lord. Father, if there be anything that's unlike you, Lord, we just want to lay it down at your altar, Lord. Oh, God, bring the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. I ask you, bring the love of God, Lord. Overwhelm us with your presence, Father. Lord, I ask you to overwhelm every hand that went up, Lord. Lord, every person that was thinking in themselves, I know I got to get closer. God, I ask you, Lord, that you would send your Holy Spirit to them, Lord. That you would burn as a coal of fire, Lord. Lord Jesus, when they go to pray to you, Lord, that it won't just be some kind of Sunday prayer, Lord, but it'll be a communion with you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, that it would be just as Adam would speak to you when you'd come down in the cool of the evening, Lord. Lord, there was no hindrances. There was nothing to hinder you from talking to him, Lord. There was nothing to hinder him from fully expressing himself as a son to you, Lord. And Lord, you have made a way, Lord, through the propitiation of your blood, Lord. You have made a way, Father, where we can once again commune with you, Lord, in that same way. Oh, Lord, may there be a true expressions of sons and daughters of God, Lord, that we can move forward as an army, Lord, on this battlefield, Lord Jesus. Not trying to be some kind of tough bison, Lord, but a people that know the only strength I have is believing this word and accepting the blood. Oh, God, we love you tonight. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That means thankful for the grace of God.
Amen.
The only way you can make it through the grace of God. Let's go to 601. Can you be? You know, the Bible likens children to arrows. Who knows that? Mm-hmm. Scripture said, blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
Right?
Yeah. And so, if you have... Like I said the other day, God condenses his truth down just in a little old sentence. Think about what he's saying when he says that. A man, what does a man do with arrows? Right? He's got a target.
Right?
He takes that arrow out of there and he pulls back and he has a purpose for it.
Right.
And so, you know, if God likens our own children, you know, we project them into a life of service and into what we want them to be in the Lord, then you know that the children of God are the same way. That God sends us into this world with a purpose.
Right.
He sends us into the world with a purpose. And you know, a good archer knows how to compensate for all the wind and all the distance and the things that would cause a person who's not real good at it could miss the target. But a good archer knows how to compensate for all that. I think God is a good archer.
Amen.
I think he knows how to send us into this world, and he knew exactly what this condition was going to be here in Laodicea in this hour. He knew exactly what we'd be up against, and Brother Daniel's talking about. And God knew exactly how, just like an archer, he knows exactly how much energy and just exactly what to do to hit the target. I believe God has done that. I think is his title is we are ordained, right, to hit the target. And so we believe that. We thank the Lord for that. You know, he talked about the lamb being without spot or blemish. How many's ever seen a lamb that's without spot or blemish? It's kind of rare, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Our Savior was very rare.
Yeah.
Right? He was inspected, and he was found to be without spot or without blemish.
Amen.
Right? And we have, he has ordained us to be conformed to the image of his Son.
Right.
So God has a walk for us, a walk that to be clean from this world. Right?
Yeah.
I know we have to rub shoulders with the world, but you know, he's got in his word the washing of the water by the word.
Amen.
Amen. So we're thankful for that. You know, I thank God because he didn't leave us in this generation without bringing to us the original fire. Do you know when those priests, they couldn't offer strange fire. They had to take the same fire and light the next one, the next one. When God brought this gospel to us through Apostle Paul, that same fire that Paul had to come down through the ages. Paul, Irenaeus, Martin, through all the ages.
Yeah.
All the way down to this last prophet. And Brother Daniel, you kind of mentioned this, and you hear me talk about it all the time, but when Brother Branham went past the curtain of time,
yeah.
Right? He was in a realm that was without, that there was no sin, there was no pain, there couldn't be no lies, wasn't anything, it was beyond sublime. And in that realm, this conversation I'm relating to you happened whenever he said, I want to see the Lord. And they said, well, you can't. He's higher. But when he comes, he'll come to you.
Right.
And he will judge you. And if you're right, if you're accepted, then so will your converts.
Right?
Right? And Brother Branham in that realm said, well, does Paul come that way? Mm-hmm. Yes. Brother Branham said, well, then if Paul makes it in, then I will, because I've not deviated one bit from what Paul said. And all of those thousands upon thousands of saints in that realm, when they heard the prophet say that, and they were his converts, remember the way they were his converts, they all shouted with one voice, we know that, and we're resting on that. We're resting on the fact that Brother Branham preached the same gospel Paul had the same fire that Paul had, so we know that same Holy Ghost come all the way down, and here it is now, and it's not a different fire, it's not a strange fire, it's the same fire, and we can rejoice, and we can say, we know that, because I've looked, and I've searched, and I've studied, and I have not found a place where Brother Branham preached anything that wasn't exactly right there in that word.
Right.
A lot of people missed the things in the scriptures. But he drew our attention to it and saw, you know what, it's been there all along, these truths that we hold to be dear before us. It's been there all this time. Amen. And so I appreciate what Brother Daniel had to share with us tonight. Don't be that prideful buffalo.
Right.
Pride goes before the fall. Mm-hmm. Take what he said serious,
yeah.
Right? Because there's the world is full of people,
yes,
who will say, well, you know, it really don't matter. It doesn't, it just, you know. And you've seen them shipwrecks along the way.
Right.
And it's always because they walk away from the word instead of holding it dear.
Yes.
Amen. I told a guy today, I said, you know what it means when you keep walking in circles? The Indians call it a dead man's walk.
Right.
We don't want to do that. Amen.
Amen.
We have a living gospel.
Amen.
Let's sing this song, and then we'll let you be dismissed.
Amen.